Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Kavod. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that there's a lot of different praises that a Rebbe can give a Talmud, a student. Perhaps Eloy, that he's super bright, a Masmid, he has real consistency and intensity. But he says that he thinks that the highest praise of them all to call somebody is to be a mevakesh, thirsty. When a person is a mevakesh for learning, they're thirsty to learn. They have a deep motivation, a real want, and a deep pleasure and enjoyment from the learning. And that's why a mevakesh is someone who really is the ultimate in kavod haTorah. Because they want it, they have a real appreciation and desire for it, and a true pleasure and joy from learning itself. This is someone who realizes that as we're heading towards Matan Torah, Matan is from the word Matana, a gift, recognizing the gift of Torah, that we are so lucky to have this gift, that so much of the world is looking for meaning and purpose and how to actualize my potential and to make the world a better place. And we were given the user's manual called Torah of how to make our best lives and how to make our best selves. And this is exactly what the Maharal actually says. Kavod HaTorah is what we're meant to be working on during Sfiras HaOmer. Between Pesach and Shavuos, we're heading towards Har Sinai, right? We're heading towards getting the Torah again, and to build our appreciation for that gift in and of itself is so important. But especially that also during this time period, not a coincidence, that Rabbi Akiva students didn't give kavod to each other. And the Maharal says it's not that they were impolite, and it's not that they didn't appreciate learning. What happens with Rabbi Akiva students, according to the Maharal, is they didn't respect and appreciate their friend's Torah. And that's why they were specifically punished in this time period. It's not that this is when they suddenly had the issue. But during this time period, when we're specifically building our appreciation for Torah, and they lacked that appreciation for their friend's Torah, that's why they were punished now. How do we build an appreciation not only for Torah itself, but for other people's Torahs? And the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, the Torah is called a song. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that a song is particularly and specifically beautiful when there are people singing melody and harmony, highs and lows. And when all the voices come together, that's a beautiful song. Shivim Panim LaTorah, there's no one approach to Torah. And to number one, find the approach to Torah that excites you. And to number two, respect and value that a different type of Torah might spark somebody else's neshama. Rav Herschel Schachter has a sefer on Pirkei Avos, and on the Mishnah it says, "Im lamadta Torah harbe." If you learned if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. Don't get so haughty. Don't hold so high of yourself. That's why you were created. It's why you're in this world. Don't feel so high and haughty about yourself. If you learned a lot of Torah, it's why you're here. But Rav Herschel Schachter, quoting the Medrash Shmuel, says what it really means is the following. Im lamadta Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha, you can't hold such goodness to yourself. Such goodness, a Torah that sparks you and excites you so much, you cannot hold it to yourself. That's why you are here. That's why you're created. You're created and you're here to make people recognize and realize how amazing and deep Torah is. Maybe one person appreciates Torah of Chassidus. Another person just really gravitates towards halacha. Some people like thematic ideas, parsha, a pshat textual approach. Maybe it's even just this particular speaker or that author. Find a Torah that excites you and then share that Torah. Maybe it's at a Shabbos table that during the week you find a Torah that excites you. Maybe you listen while you're cooking. And then at the Shabbos table, show your excitement. Al tachzik tova la'atzmacha, to realize the matana in matan Torah, that it's such a tova. I love it and I can't hold it to myself. I want to end with this on Kavod HaTorah with reading a piece by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks in a book that he wrote. And he writes the following. I wonder if any people has ever loved a book as we love the Torah. We stand when it passes as if it were a king. We dance with it as if it were a bride. If it is desecrated or destroyed, we bury it as if it were a relative or friend. We study it endlessly as if in it were hidden all the secrets of our being. More powerfully still, the Baal Shem Tov, founder of the Hasidic movement in the 18th century, said, that the Jewish people is a living Sefer Torah, and every Jew is one of its letters. I am moved by that image, and it invites a question, the question. Will we, in our lifetime, be letters in the scroll of the Jewish people? Thank you for learning together.